A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is special Tuesday, 14 February, also coincide with our Valentine's Day. So those who come here, they have different type of Valentine. So we have Dhamma Valentine. So we'd like to wish all Kaimita happy Valentine. You are celebrating. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Sajya Moni Pho. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Tisang Wang Pusa. Namo Tisang Wang Pusa. Namo Tisang Wang Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Vyochanda padipa puja onward offerings of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadang sina diloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonodhang ganda sambara yutena dopena hang sukang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muttamang วันนากันดากุโนเปตังเอตังกสุมาสันตตินปูจายามิมุนินดาสสิริปาดาสารโรเหปูเจมิบุตังกสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนะมะเตนะเจโหตุโมคังปุปังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตัตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสตุโนปันเทปานิยังปริกาปิตังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเทปาเลปาริกาปิทังอานุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเทโบจานังปาริกาปิทังอานุคัมปังอุปาทายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังปูจาย aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind.And have arisen near that clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense.May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma,so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya,leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nirvana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Finally, sharing and transfer merits to all beings.May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Tripuja. Padang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Once again, a very good evening to all. Kayamidasa, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma.Like I mentioned just now, before we start, today happened to be 14th of February, 2023, Tuesday. And it's Valentine's Day. So for us, Kayamita, quite a number are here. So our Valentine is with the Triple Gem. So slightly different. Oh yeah, they have the garland which I think Jin Hao brought along. Huh? Let them make the offering. Huh? Yeah. So well, I'll continue to talk for a little bit more. Huh? For those who have not listened to our last Sunday sharing, you should listen because the video I think just came out this morning or afternoon, I forgot already. Yeah. Oh, yesterday, sorry. So we managed to do it now, yesterday. So you all should listen to it, huh? Especially Brother Sui An, Mi Fong, and Brother Gan and his wife. Because it so happened they invited me for lunch. Then we had some discussion, and the whole of the topic was the same as the sharing that we had on that Sunday afternoon session, based on the book, the 84th lesson of the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutta. That's why it's so like amazing. It looked like a coincidence, but it's never a coincidence. It's meant to be, so that after that, they can listen to the same sharing again with all the transcript in the book. And the timing is so perfect. Then towards the later part, I think Alicia sharing also very good. For Cultivator of the Way, you should listen because it's really good. It strengthened your understanding of what this Bodhisattva way is and how the cultivation can be developed to such amazing level and possibility. So all these are very beautiful sharing. So do listen to it. So remember the four support, especially the first three. Relax into every mind state that arises. The first support is very useful. Ability to relax can make us have the mind state to develop the awareness nature within. And this is our sole purpose, because awareness-based meditation is to first develop awareness, then stabilize it so that we can be ever mindful, then use it to meditate so that we can be constantly meditative. Ever mindful, constantly meditative. This is Dhammapada verse 23, which define what heedfulness is. So you have to be heedful for you to be able to be in the meditative state. Because without this heedfulness, the Buddha said, we are as if dead. The heedless are as if dead. So heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. So heedfulness is very important. So awareness-based meditation is to develop the stability of awareness so that we can be not only mindful and aware, we can be ever mindful. Then use it to meditate. Then you will be in the state of heedfulness throughout. Initially, to stabilize all this in the form of meditation state. Then after that, when you come out of it, try to maintain whatever meditative mind state that we have developed, especially the inner mindfulness, the stability of it. So the mind that has been trained and developed is different. This one is aware, mindful, heedful. So that tranquility, that stillness, that awareness or mindfulness that we have to, we need to maintain all this mind state so that in the midst of life, we can also carry all this meditative state. Then we can have daily mindfulness leading to sati sampajana. Without this stability of daily mindfulness, your sati cannot stabilize when you are living life. So in order to be in a meditative state, we must stabilize our sati even in the midst of living life. That's why we need to develop the stability of daily mindfulness. Everything we do away. So sati sambhajana is the third category of cultivation after anapanasati, followed by mindfulness of the four posture. So when we arise from the formal meditation, the first thing we need to be aware of is if you are doing the sitting, then it's a sitting posture. Then the second one is if you are doing the lying down meditation, it's your lying down posture. And from there, how you arise, how you move, how you turn, you need to develop awareness. When you have stabilized your sati or mindfulness while in the meditative state of formal meditation, the moment you come out of it, that mindfulness is maintained, because if you have stabilized it, your mind will enter sati. Then everything you do is in the state of sati, means you are able to be aware of all action, all movement in the present moment. That's why the Buddha says standing aware, looking forward aware, bending, turning, stretching aware, putting on your shoulder cloth, or when you put on your clothing or whatever, aware, or when you want to answer Nietzsche's call, aware, everything you do aware. You can maintain that routine, then your mindfulness will stabilize. And you can develop heedfulness, not only in the form of meditation, but also in the midst of life. Unless you can do that, the real four foundation of mindfulness meditation has yet to start. So sati sampajana is a prerequisite for the four foundation of mindfulness training, leading to the third turning wisdom, which we call bhavana, maya, panya. So all these are very important understanding. So coming back, the four support, the first three, do first. First is relax body and mind completely. Whatever mind state that arises, relax into it. Then within your physical body, anywhere where there is tension, tightness or stress within, you just mindfully relax it. Feel it, relax, soothingly relax. Otherwise you can radiate a radiant smile. Then it will naturally relax. Then maybe do some mind sweeping method to relax body and mind. Everywhere you look at your mind, you feel. Don't think, feel. Then if there's any tension, tightness or stress within, just feel it. Soothingly relax, relax, relax. You can relax your entire body and mind. Then you will settle down very fast. This is just an initial skillful means to help you relax. And most people, I think, if they are new, they don't know how to relax. Then a lot of so-called practitioner of Dhamma or meditator, they also find it very difficult to relax. But they are so used to focusing, concentrating, and doing. The mind is actively trying to do things, and they don't know how to relax. So relaxation is very important. Those who do yoga, maybe it will help, but they know how to relax. That's why those who do yoga, when they relax, they feel calm, they feel peaceful. Your mind will settle down. So relaxation is an art that needs to be developed through an understanding. So initially is relax the physical. That one is maybe more easier. To relax the mind, you must keep your precept. Otherwise, you have a lot of things haunting you, and your mind finds it very difficult to relax because you worry about a lot of things. You have a lot of unresolved issue or business in life. Then that thing keep on haunting you. Especially first noble truth realities. You have broken your precept or violate the moral causation that the precept is meant to prevent you from committing major evil, then this will trigger fear, worry, anxiety in your mundane thinking mind. Then like you have a lot of things bothering you, haunting you. Unresolved issue in life or problem, then your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your whatever, insecurity, phobia, all this will haunt you. And you have killed people, harmed people, committed those unlawful things, then they will come back and haunt you. Your society is law. Also have its implication, and if you violate them, you break them, you can end up with criminal activity or police case and all those things. Or people may come after you and take revenge. So all these are mindset that prevent the cultivator from settling down. So you have such issue, then you have to reverse all this to an understanding by telling your own mundane mind, the thinking mind. You can talk to your mundane mind. This half an hour or so, I'm going to develop the ability to relax body and mind so that I can meditate. So that I can develop that awareness within whatever that the mind wants me to attend to or deal with, I will attend to it and deal with it after the meditation. So whenever they come and disturb you, you say, okay, not now. Then let it fade away. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. So to relax is much easier when you understand. So relax body and mind. Then after that, maintain awareness. Just aware. Don't do anything. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Finish means don't continue the thinking. Don't allow it to disturb you or haunt you or distract you. Maintain that awareness. Then stabilize it. Stabilize it. You can do that. Your sankhara activity will slow down, slow down, slow down, and finally become very quiet and very still. You can realize that means the beginning of realizing the true mind, the silent mind. That is the beginning of awareness. So just be patient, relax, maintain awareness. Then allow it to stabilize by letting things be, which means don't try to know, don't try to do anything. The knowing and the doing is by the thought. When the thought is active, you cannot be aware. But as a human being, we have a physical body, we have a mind. So what we need to do is these two, together with the consciousness inside, they can make contact and trigger the respective sense or consciousness. That's why we can be aware of hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or the seeing if your eye is open. Sometimes if it's closed, there is also mental image and all those things. So whatever that arises, aware, finish. Then sometimes your thought process from the memory. So this six sense though, they keep on arising, arising. So whatever that arises within your form and mind, you just aware, then let it settle, let it cease. you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind states that you have developed as training. And you need to use these mind states to live life. Carry them over to develop the stability of daily mindfulness, thereby leading to your ability to be mindful with clear comprehension throughout the day. The Buddha called it the training of Sati Sampajana. When you are able to be mindful with clear comprehension in the midst of life, that is how the meditation in the midst of life takes off. Without the stability of Sati Sampajana, you cannot see, you cannot understand, you cannot awaken. So stability of Sati leading to our ability to have mindfulness and clear comprehension in the midst of life is very important. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release. Then, in bracket, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chokawalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadang Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta Namo atasa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo atasa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Namo atasa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Iti beso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vijacarana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhammasarati Satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Swakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko Ehipasiko opanayiko Pachyatang veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato saukasango Ujupatipanno bhagavato saukasango Nyanyapatipanno bhagavato saukasango Samichipatipanno bhagavato saukasango Yadidang chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato saukasango Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakeneyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyang ketang โลกาสาติสาธุสาธุสาธุ We'll be doing our sharing from this book. The wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. We are on page 427. Furthermore, Sariputta, it should be known that those bhikkhus and bhikkhunis who claim to have attained arhantship and to dwell in their final bodies until ultimate nirvana, but who do not further resolve to seek anuttara samyat sambohi, are people of overweening pride. Why is this? It is because that any bhikkhu who had actually attained arahantship should not believe this Dhamma, except in the case when the Buddha had passed into extinction, and no Buddha is in existence. Why is this? After the Buddha has passed into extinction, means parinibbana, those who accept, uphold, read, recite, and understand the meaning of sutta such as this will be hard to find. If they encounter other Buddhas, they will then obtain thorough understanding of this Dhamma. Then the sutta continued, Sariputta, all of you should with one heart believe, understand, accept and uphold the speech of the Buddha, not in the words of all the Buddhas. There is nothing vain or false. Sorry, I read again. For in the words of all the Buddha, there is nothing vain or false. There are no other vehicle. There is only the one Buddha supreme vehicle. So we now go to the commentaries. There is some outline. The first outline heading is hearing but not faithfully accepting. They are people with overweening pride. Then the next one is stating the exception and resolve the doubts. And the next one is the exception and followed by resolving the doubts. Then verifying the validity. Okay. Now we go to the commentaries, Master Shadwa's commentary. Furthermore, Sariputta, continued Sakyamuni Buddha, it should be known that those bhikkhus or bhikkhunis who say that they have already attained arhantship and to dwell in their final body before ultimate nirvana, they say that they are presently inhabiting their very last retribution body. After this, they will undergo no further becoming. They say that they have already attained the four virtues of nirvana, means permanence, bliss, purity, and true self. So these are the description. There are many ways to look at all this. These are words that is been put forward in the sutta and also sometimes in the commentaries by the commentators. But actually, the realization of nibbana is the cessation of form and mind. There is nothing inside there you can talk about all this grind. But all these words come from people who have developed the understanding, then they try to use words that can make the lay people understand or normal living being understand, like permanence. They knew within the conditioned world, everything is impermanent. So Nibbana, which is the unconditioned, nothing changed. So they said that one is permanent or eternal, but these are only words. It's actually the unconditioned. Unconditioned cannot have condition. That's why everything is just the way it is. You cannot talk about it, you cannot describe it. Then bliss is, of course, no suffering. Very blissful. Because that cessation is actually the highest peace. The Buddha described it as Nibbana Paramang Sukhang. Paramang is the highest. Sukhang is a type of happiness or bliss. And purity, of course, you can use word like purity, where there is no mundane mind, no defilement, no evil roots, nothing inside that. It's unconditioned. Then some people call it the true self. I mean, if you want to argue, then they say ego self. Yeah. So some call it the original nature, true nature, but like they mean more. Those words are more relevant. But some people like to term it the true mind or the true ultimate nature of mind. So true self may carry the connotation of a self, which the Buddha actually didn't agree. He rejected it. That's why he says sabbe dhamma anatta. He used the word specifically, all dhamma, whether it's conditional or unconditional dhamma, whether it's lokuttara or lokiya dhamma, it is anatta. Anatta means not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to, and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine. There is no such thing. Yeah. Okay, let me go on. But who do not further resolve to seek anuttara samyat sambohi? Means those who do not go further to seek anuttara samyat sambohi means samasambuddhahood. So the commentary say they do not push upward or forward, vowing to seek the position of the unsurpassed proper and equal enlightenment, which is samasambuddhahood. They are all people of overweening pride. So this one is a description of those arahant who actually didn't go the bodhisattva way. But sometimes you cannot blame them because they don't have the condition to do it. And sometimes they don't meet up with people who can explain to them that this can be done. So it all depends on the situation. But Master Chen Hua in the commentary, he said, they are also intelligent that they have outsmarted themselves. They are proud, conceited, and self-satisfied. So when you use this word, the Theravada tradition become very unhappy. They have unmitigated arrogance, all of them. So they will try to justify by saying, how can you say all these things, especially the Mahayana Sutta. He said, Arahant already, the 10 fetters no more. How can you say they still got self-conceit or minor conceit? Mana, all rooted out already. Then proud is a very strong word. Arrogant, another stronger word. So all this, I think, is the way the commentator want to use word to describe it. But for us who understand, no need to go through all this. Because ultimately, it's people trying to argue and come up with the right and the wrong. No need. As long as you understand what the sutta meant, good enough. Then the next part of the sutta say, why is it this way? So the commentator also say, what is the reason for this? Then the sutta say, it is impossible that any bhikkhu who had actually attained arahantship should not believe in this dhamma. There is simply no such thing as a bhikkhu who had already attained arahantship, but who does not believe in the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. Except in the case when the Buddha had passed into extinction, means after the Buddha's parinibbana, and no Buddha is in existence. Why is this? After the Buddha has passed into cessation or extinction, parinibbana, those who accept outhold, recite and understand the meaning of the sutta such as this will be hard to find. So that is also the reason why when the Buddha is no more, then the sasana without the Buddha is not easy. That's why during that period, there may be arahant that don't have the condition to understand the Sammasambuddha way of cultivation. So these are probable, possible. We continue. The sutta continue. If they encounter other Buddhas in other world, they will then obtain a thorough understanding of this Dhamma, means this wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Flower Sutta. They will certainly comprehend this wonderful Dhamma, the teaching, the doctrine, which opens the provisional and reveals the real. That's why this Miao Fa Lian Hua Jing, or the wonderful Dhamma, Lotus Sutta, is like the ultimate teaching that opens the provisional and reveals the real. Then the sutta continues, Sariputta, all of you should with one heart believe, understand, accept and uphold the speech of the Buddha. Commentary say, all of you in the assembly, whether you are a sound hearer or bodhisattva, just single-mindedly believe, understand, accept and maintain this sutta and Dhamma spoken by the Buddha. For in the words of the Buddha, there is nothing vain or false. There are no other vehicle. There is only one Buddha supreme vehicle. So the commentary continues it. It was still to be feared that people would not believe. And so he added this. Nothing the Buddha said is false. It is all true. There are no other vehicles such as the two or the three vehicles. There is only the one single supreme Buddha vehicle. So you should not have any doubt. So this is how the commentaries actually establish it. Okay, chapter 2, expedient device, next part of the sutta. At that time, the world-honored one, wishing to restate his meaning, spoke verses saying, those bhikkhus and bhikkhunis who harbor overweening pride, the arrogant upasikas, who do not believe in the fourfold host, such one as these, numbering 5,000 strong. And the commentary partner. Outline is the verse spoken by the Buddha, then consenting to speak. Commentaries. At that time, the world-ordered one, wishing to restate his meaning, means to clarify it, spoke verses, saying those bhikkhu and bhikkhuni, men and women who have left home, who harbor overweening pride, they were hearty and full of pride. When the Buddha was about to speak the sutta, they all left, means about 5,000 of them. Why did they leave? They leave because they were too proud. Again, this word I think may make people feel offended. Too self-satisfied. Now think this over. Some people come here and listen to one lecture and never return. Such people have overweening pride. Or they may listen to sutta for a time and find it uninteresting and leave. So this is Xuanhua's way of explaining. The arrogant upasaka, lay people who are conceited and proud, or upasika, who do not believe, mean lay women who do not believe in this wonderful Dhamma, then in the fourfold host, Such ones as these, numbering 5,000 strong, means there are 5,000 of them present at the Dhamma meeting. The next part of the sutta. Who do not see their own mistake, deficient in morality, and guarding imperfections, those of party wisdom have left. The chaff within the multitude is gone, thanks to the Buddha's awesome virtue. Commentary. 5,000 of those present in the assembly, meeting up and left, who do not see their own mistake, means they do not see their own fault, deficient in moral and guarding imperfections, those of party wisdom have left. The chaff within the multitude is gone. So this one, the meaning is very deep. Eh? So I see what Shen Hua explained first, eh? Then I will add in my understanding. They were like the chaff which blows away when the grain is how to pronounce this word? They were so full of their own pride that they did not know that they have fault themselves. They saw the fault of others, not their own. They are like the blackbird who criticizes a pig for being black. The blackbird can see that the pig is black, but he does not realize that he is black too. People of great pride will see the mistakes of others but not their own. And when it came to morality, they had outflow. They do not hold the precepts perfectly. So this is Xuan Hua's explanation. Still quite long. Maybe I will go back a bit. I will explain. Stop. So here, what the Buddha meant actually, according to my nature's understanding, is because they ask this 5,000 who left, why do they not see their own mistake? Means the sutta say, how come they cannot see what went wrong? Yeah. So here the Buddha explained, deficient in morality and guarding imperfections means at the arahant state, they don't have the vows, that very strong vow to go the bodhisattva way and the understanding and all things. And because of that, the higher sila that actually are needed for people to continue this way, they are not there. That's why he used the word deficient. Not to say they don't have basic sila. They have severed the 10 fetters. Then the next part is guarding imperfections. Means they believe as an arahant at that time. Actually, you cannot blame them. I remember when the cessation came, then I understood all this. Then people keep on telling me there are other teachers. They teach what higher cultivation and all things. But very strange, at that time, my nature just understand. Finally, it's still mine. Whatever it is, it's still mine. So all this is what happened initially. Then it sort of protected me because I don't see any interest or fascinate all those things. But those things that I heard are not bodhisattva ways. Understand? What I heard is a lot of people tell me there's a lot more. Then like a lot of them are about psychic one. you can know a lot of things, then you can continue with those type of cultivation practice that bring about very fantastic experience and all. But my mind at that time, because it's transformed already, it knows that one is all still within creation, within mind. So it's not interested. Until later, when I was ready, then I received this understanding of the Bodhisattva way. Especially when I was going to some of the Mahayana Sutta. But there was nobody who can really explain how to walk this way until that year when I went to Taiwan with our Kanyamitas. We visited the four way places. First one is Zhong Tai Chan Si. That one also not bad. The old abbot, 90 years old, also talk about planting the seed of Bohi to walk the Bodhisattva way. But he don't have any booklet or whatever. Then I went to Fa Gu San. There are 4 days meditation one. Sheng Yan Pa Si. Then when I was there, also I actually was very amazed by the way place, the Tao Chang and all things. Then we were like very lucky, very blessed. They allow us to enter the secret chamber, the top higher few floor that never allow others to go in on. So at that occasion, we happened to have the opportunity and condition to develop that ability to visit all. Then inside there, the energy was very strong, very good. Then as I was going to the way place to visit, then I bumped into a lot of this, what they call booklet for free distribution. Then one of them, I remember, I collected quite a number, about 4 or 5. Then I saw one, Cultivating the Bodhisattva, with a very simple booklet that talk about the 5 Bohi Mind. The moment I opened that book, when I read the 5 Bohi Mind, like I understood what the 5 Bohi Mind is. Oh, straight away, well, by then my mundane mind already collapsed. Then I start to recall all my past cultivation. Then I like inherited all the understanding. Then I knew why the Bodhisattva vows are so important, the 4 basic vows, and how they link to the 10 perfection, and how the whole cultivation is to be developed through the 5 stages of Bohi mind development. So because of that, there were causes and conditions, and it's meant to be. Then that year, after we came back, then Kayanamita, who went with me, they also sorted the understanding of this Bodhisattva way. Quite a number of Kayanamita wrote to me, almost 5 or 6, I remember. Then some requesting me to share this teaching, you know. That's why I finally knew the time has come, meant to be. And I started to agree by holding the first session. I remember requested by Pamasuri. Then I asked her to organize. It was the beginning of the year, I remember, January. If I'm not wrong, it's 2016 or 2017, I forgot already. So at that time, I started sharing what the booklet offer, the 5 stages of Bohi Mind Development. Then I expounded the 4 basic vows and how it link and connect to the 10 perfection and all things. But all those things that I explained, they are not in the booklet. that I collected from Fakusan. The book only describes certain aspect of, very summarized way, certain aspect of the cultivation, the faith and all things. Then the five stages of Bohimai, it was mentioned but not described what they are. But the moment I read, my nature understood what the five stages of Bohimai development are, where I went through the collapse of the mundane mind and my nature shine forth. Then I knew what that things were. So because of that, I gave that sharing. Then the first sharing was very good. Then after that, another one followed. Another one followed. Four of them altogether, I remember, over a period of almost 2 years, I think. Then suddenly, a few Kayamita decide to volunteer to do the transcript of this four talk. No? Then when I combine all the four transcripts, I read through, I edited it, then I realized it can be a book. Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, that's how the book came out. Then the rest is history, everything fall into place. That's why this type of teaching, if you don't have the parami and the understanding from your cultivation in the past, like the sutta say, you may not have the condition to go for it. That's why the 5,000 of them left. But the rest, who have all this parami, I was saying that, that's why they will stay. That's why, based on what I share with you, how it happened to me after 1989, when I went through the cessation, then after that, my mundane mind collapsed. Then that time, you can tell me whatever, the teacher, how good, how special, some more got beyond Arahant, a lot more thing. Unless it's the Bodhisattva Way, my nature knew all these are mind make no point. Like I remember I told my wife at that time, I said, if you want, you can go and read out or find out, but no point, I said. Yeah, these are still within my mega day. No matter how fantastic, no matter how magical or amazing, it's still within the field of thought. Ultimately, what you need to realize is the cessation. And then everything ceases, no more. So unless it's the Bodhisattva Way that lead to the perfection of the Sammasambuddhahood, my nature cannot be tempted to learn any other type of so-called meditation or cultivation. Cannot. Because all these are within the field of thought. So it's very, very clear. At the Arahant level, they are very clear. That's why I had this understanding, no wonder the 5,000 of them, quite a number of Arahant, they just walk out. Because to them, not to say they have arrogance or what, they say, no need, and now, finish, cease. We are still within the field of thought. But if I have heard the Lotus Sutta that talk about the provisional teaching leading to the what, I will not walk up. Because I can feel and sense the nature of creepings, Bodhisattvas, and also Buddhas. Then from the way they share and they teach, you will know it's different. That's why even from the way I share, a lot of Kayamita have faith. Although what I share and teach actually you cannot find in books, or you never really heard of anybody sharing it. Even monks also don't teach and share like that. So because of that, the sutta actually has its basis, except that the commentaries, the English word they use, could be controversial when people who don't have the understanding read about it. So hopefully, with this explanation, Kayamita can understand, so that you don't fall for all those things that people fall into. Okay, I will have to continue already. So now with that, I will continue to read further, huh? See what Xianhua had to say. Huh? Those who have taken the Bodhisattva precept should keep them. Oh, that is Xianhua's explanation. Now he comes to the Bodhisattva precepts. He liked to use the word, the Bodhisattva's precepts. Those who have taken the eight precepts should keep to them. Those who have taken the Samanera's ten precepts should also keep them. If you do not keep the precept, then it is as if you have sprung a leak. You are like a bottle with a leak in the bottom. Everything you pour in runs right out. If you keep the precepts, it's like filling the bottle with precious gem. You should always take care to keep the precepts, to accept and maintain them. Do not regard them lightly. Those proud people guarded their imperfection. They held their faults dear. The words for fault in Chinese text is jie. Huh? Is it jie? Oh, sorry, fault is not precept. Huh? What is that word? Xia. The Mandarin one, what is it? Huh? Hong. Where's my wife? You know Mandarin, isn't it? Yeah? Xia literally means a fault in a piece of jade. Yeah, Xia. Okay, perhaps one side of the jade is a bit darker than the other, or contains some other flaw. A piece of jade with a flaw is not worth much, very much. If we do a lot in correcting, it is as if we have such a flaw in our character. Breaking the precept is like having a flaw in a piece of jade. So this is an analogy. Yeah? Therefore, those who have taken the precept must keep them. Those who left were like the chaff, the outside husk of a grain. They are also like the dreja, drek. How to pronounce it? Drek. Huh? You might say like the grains the distiller have left over when he makes wine. Those who walk out the Dhamma flower assembly were like chaff or dregs. Not much use. Thanks to the Buddha's awesome virtue, they have all gone. Eh? They have already gone. They will not come and hear the Buddha Dharma. Those whose good roots have ripened hear the Buddha Dharma once and never want to leave. This one is correct explanation. Eh? Good roots. Eh? Yeah. Those whose good roots have not ripened hear it once and they wander off for a while. Then they think, I'm going to go listen some more. All those who come to hear the Buddha Dharma have good roots, but some of them have good roots which have ripened. Others have good roots that have yet to ripen. There are 5,000s of the later type. Eh? Good roots but not ripened yet in the lotus assembly. Maybe they did the future sasana, future samasambuddha. But if they don't take the bodhisattva way, straight away they cease. No more. Okay, I think we stop here. 9:41. We are at page 430. So now we will continue with our second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question that you may have, or sharing of the Dhamma in daily life.
Good evening, Brother
yeah.
Teo,
yeah.
And Mrs. Teo, and all the Kayamita. Such a long time I didn't share.
Yeah. You can also ask questions if you want to, or you can share whatever you want to share, and then follow by question or meditation reporting, up to you, yeah.
So share my meditation.
Ah, can, yeah.
So the moment I sit,
yeah,
just now, my meditation, so I feel my body, I can feel the vibration, my face, my body, my hand. So I just relax into it.
Sadhu.
And after a while, quite still lah. I think for the past three times, I noticed that my legs no more pain.
Ah, good.
For the past three times in I'm in here lah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to stabilize my mindfulness actually.
Are you able to relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize it? That part may take a while.
Yes, I do. Sometimes I feel very, very composed. But still in the process of trying to stabilize it.
Yeah. Means the thought activity is still there, huh?
Little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to be patient. Just let it be. Let it be, yeah? Like aware, finish. But maintain awareness for as long as you can. Then one day, if you are patient enough, it will happen. That sudden shift in consciousness will happen. Your mind will become like suddenly very quiet, very still, when all the sankhara activities start to slow down. In fact, when it starts to slow down, you can feel it one. You can sense it coming on. Then all of a sudden it will happen. Very quiet, very still. That is the beginning of realizing the true mind, the silent mind. Then after that, you have the understanding, the faith will become very strong. Then you continue to stabilize it. Don't be complacent. Once you become complacent, you will lose it. Then it will take you quite a while to build it back again. So when you continue to relax and maintain awareness, be patient. You develop the ability to be aware until the awareness settle down and stabilize. Then when it stabilizes, it will become something very useful, very beautiful, because that even that moment of stillness or sudden quietness is not cessation yet, but the mind has become very quiet. So you have a glimpse of what that silent mind is all about, what that true mind is all about, although it has not ceased. Sometimes it may cease for a moment, because maybe from your past practice, the condition come back then. The moment you see, you have a glimpse of what this thing is, then you will connect and recall your past. Then it will give you some insight and understanding. After that, you become very different. But whatever it is, it depends on one's parami. Sometimes, because the cultivator or the way in the past have karmic obstruction, so when this karmic obstruction is not clear, that silent mind, that moment of like shift of consciousness, that silent may not happen on. It may take a while for it to happen. But if you have the faith, I realize it will come. If you have the faith, you persevere. That's why I say sincerity, faith, perseverance, you continue to develop it. With the faith and sincerely do, don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Then it will settle down. It will settle down. Then it will happen. And then when it happens, you progress very fast. Okay? Yeah? That's it. Continue to relax and stabilize it. It will happen.
Yeah, I noticed my meditation is more relaxed and very composed recently.
Yeah. But you have to let it go through, continue until the awareness become very stable. Then all of a sudden, like the thinking or slow down, then finally no more. No movement at all up here, the brain here. completely. Then at the heart there also, your whatever mindfulness or awareness become very quiet. Then even when you can detect your heartbeat or whatever, or even the vibration that you talk about, that one also become very fine, very quiet, very still. That one has to become fine first before the sankhara can slow down, I realize. Otherwise, the sankhara cannot slow down. So it's only when it become very quiet, very subtle, then all of a sudden, all these things start to happen. Yeah. Don't go and look for it. Just be patient. Let it happen. Let it come. Yeah. You must maintain the faith. Then diligently just do. Don't try to know. Yeah. Don't try to even reason or do or whatever. Forget about it. Just relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it. Then with the faith, sincerely persevere. Because when you do that, means you are sincerely walking this path. That's why you let faith decide. You just let things be and let everything go the way of nature. Then you don't interfere. Then no more thought energy that wants to do this, want to know, want to whatever movement, no more. The mind must completely become like very quiet, very satisfied, no more searching, no more craving, no more wanting to know, no more wanting to do, everything is. And then only it can happen. Because it is the silent mind, the true mind, that don't have all these things. As long as there is any craving or desire or want to know or want to do or curiosity, that thing cannot happen really. Yeah. That's why I say just relax, maintain awareness, then let it stabilize. Aware, finish. Aware, finish means don't go and continue the thinking, don't go and reason, don't go and find out, forget about everything. Just aware, finish. Aware. Finish. Like mind sweeping method, feel, relax, feel, relax. This one, aware, relax, aware, relax, or aware, finish. Finish means don't try to know, don't try to do, don't create any more thing. Understand? The one that try to know and try to do is a thought, make it active again. That's why it cannot cease. And the silent cannot arise. Means that true mind without thought, which is the first hallmark of Huining, Wu Nian, no thought. The arising of that meditative mind without thought is the first hallmark of Huining. You must realize that. In fact, that is the most difficult part, I realize, for most people. But for us cultivators of the way who has done it before in the past, I realize it comes very fast. Very easy. Then when I even do the anapanasati, which also in the past I've done before, I will come to a point where the anapanasati becomes very quiet and very still. Then the mind enters stillness. Then I didn't do anything. That's why I know how to do that. No book talk about it. Yeah. Then I just stay there until the mind enters sati. Yeah. That part, the world has not developed that understanding yet. Yeah. Then when the mind enters sati, that is what your true mind is, your silent mind is. The mind in sati is the mind that is without thought. Yeah. You go back, listen to this again, then understand it. Then when you do with the faith and the understanding, you become different. Then you can have that perseverance. And then it will happen. Yeah. That is what you all need. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, you can continue.
Yeah, yes, I do, Brother Chiu. Thanks about all of my sharing.
Yeah,
I find it's more relaxed, my meditation.
Correct, correct. But to progress further, you must stabilize it. Then you must stabilize the awareness nature until that nature like become very, very stable. Then you become very different. You understand a lot of things on itself. On its own. Where that silent mind, that true mind, without thought, is the meditative mind, can insight into phenomena, can observe, can understand, can develop all the whatever training that is required. Because without that, you cannot be heedful. And when you are not able to be heedful, you cannot meditate, technically. To meditate is to be aware, that's it. The awareness nature, observe and understand. Then sometimes you observe specific phenomenal awareness or spacious awareness, then all of a sudden you will understand. Means it will awaken. That's why it's an insight. It will insight into phenomena and awaken to the three universal characteristics. Then it will suddenly understand, oh, that's how the mundane mind stir. That's how all this negativity of mind state arise through wrong view. Because that subtle mind, which is in the state of awareness or silent, can see, can understand, can observe and awaken. If you are with the thought, you are lost in thought, preoccupied what you are thinking, you cannot be aware. And when you cannot be aware, you cannot be sensitive. Your subtle defilement, the subtle mental intention, oh, you cannot see. You can only talk about the gross one. The thought is seeing the emotion and all those things through memory. It's not that direct seeing. It's not the awareness that is aware of that emotion or whatever when it arises. But the awareness that is aware is not a thought. It's at that moment when it arises, then your awareness is there with it. Then it sees. You must witness all this. Yeah. Unless you have the stability of mindfulness, the awareness, you cannot see all this. You cannot be with the anger, be with the fear. You can't. You must have a stable awareness. Then only you can be with the moment in whatever mind state. Stay with it. It will stay with it. Well, the awareness will not move. I realize that part is where a lot of cultivators of the way, especially beginner, they cannot get it. They find it very difficult to get it. Okay? Sadhu.
After so many years of cultivation, so I find my I'm more a lot of things I can accept, you know. Easier to accept. A lot of things
can come to term with whatever that arise,
whatever the situation. Just two days ago. So when I came down from my, when I came down in the morning, so I noticed that actually there's some water disruption in our area on Sunday.
Yes, Sunday. Yeah, my wife also told me no water supply.
So, you know, and my washing machine also, because of the water disruption, so the washing machine stopped. So then only I realized that there's, I went to the basin, so I realized that there's water disruption. So I think I don't have any reaction towards towards it, you know.
Towards so, what happened.
No water, no water, you know. We just do whatever we can. So that is the thing that I noticed.
These are the initial understanding born of constantly listening to the Dhamma, the first turning, plus second turning, stability of understanding. When you heard it, constant listening to a true Dhamma, then you arise some form of understanding, but initially not stable. Then you contemplate, reflect, then you get the wise people to explain to you, then you develop better and better understanding. So this type of understanding is also good, but not penetrative. These are what we call first and second turning wisdom, the initial wisdom that you have developed. But it's not penetrative, it's not strong. So this one, you need to constantly listen, reflect, contemplate, then go into the meditative third turning. Your ability to be mindful throughout the day, that one need to develop. Otherwise, you cannot, you get stuck at that level. Means the initial wisdom level. But it's a good progress. The initial wisdom can allow you to cope with life in certain aspects. With certain understanding, then you are not like normal heedless people, easily agitated, easily disturbed, easily stir your mind, become sorrowful, sad, fearful. That one, you can see the big difference, like what you have gone through. You can come to terms with the whatever that happened in life better, and you can cope better. But to go beyond that is what you need to do. Stability of awareness, that one must come in. Otherwise, the third turning not easy. The third turning need direct seeing one. Need the stability of awareness and mindfulness one. Yeah. But sometimes the first and second turning wisdom can be good enough for people to awaken to the sainthood way. It's possible. Even up to the stage of Arahan. But that one depends on the individual's past cultivation. You have the past cultivation, sometimes through listening, first turning, the insight into phenomena awaken, then they become Sotaban or Sakadagami in the time of the Buddha a lot, like that one a lot. Then later on, some straight away listen, contemplate, then they become anagami. During the time of the Buddha, they have even ladies at that time, they also awaken. Then some become arahant. Pour water on the lake, they see the thing flowing, but they are mindful already, aware already. Then immediately the 10 fetters are gone, where they cultivated before. Most of these are monks and bhikkhunis. The nuns. So this is what cultivator of the way need to understand. The initial wisdom is a sign of progress, good, but not penetrative enough to develop the penetrative awakening, which is the third turning. And to do that, you need sati sampajana, stability of daily mindfulness, and the stability of the awareness nature while in the form of meditation. Once you do that, you progress very fast. Then from the Abhijja Sutta, you can see most people get stuck at step four. First is you must have Dhamma friends, Kayamita. That is the step one. So all Kayamita has. Then step two is ability to have the opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. Most Kayamita within our group, they have, because we have the true Dhamma. But not necessarily other place. It depends. So if you have this opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma, then you can penetrate very fast. Then, like most Kayamita has already developed the understanding and the faith, where they stand up to investigation. Then the third step, which is faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, in the Triple Gem, become very stable. That faith become very stable. Then that one will drive them to cultivate the sati, stabilize the sati, leading to heedfulness. Then they will constantly listen to the Dhamma, reflect, contemplate, to stabilize the understanding, to arise, step four. Which is sati sampajana, which is yoniso manasikara, the initial wisdom, which you have some. Most Kayamita also have some, but not stable yet, not stable yet. Once that one stable, your mindfulness awareness will also stabilize. Because once the initial wisdom stabilizes, you not only, like you say, you can accept and all those things, it will move beyond acceptance. Every moment of sense experience, without the stability of awareness, mindfulness, you cannot see your subtle craving, desire, views, opinion, conditioning that I talk about. Your mind keeps on stirring, reacting, without you knowing, because these are very subtle inside there. Like the slight song or what, it happened inside already. But you cannot see. Sometimes in the dream also, subconscious also, inside there you react one. Means not stable yet. So all these are the understanding that those who have stabilized their awareness and sati, they can see. Then when they can see, they will contemplate deeper. They will like stabilize that understanding through reflection, contemplation, inquiry. Then they listen to Dhamma more attentively to understand how the enlightened being actually go through all this, how they clear all this. So all this is together one. Means at the step four, sati sampajana initially when it arrives ready, then you develop the stability of the mindfulness and the awareness inside there to allow you to have the stability of mindfulness to see your subtle craving, subtle reaction. Then you can go beyond the normal happening in life. Understand not? Then at the mind level, that understanding become different. Means it will develop the yoniso manasikara more stable, more deeper understanding. So that every time you see something, hear something, smell, taste, tactile feel, or recall something, straight away the initial wisdom, the Dhamma, will shine forth. They will prompt you. Means spontaneous one, it come out. Sankara nichang, sankara dukkang. Finish. No more thinking already. Then like the water disruption or whatever. Condition like that, things will like that. Like what the Buddha said. Whatever arise, there are causes and conditions. So all this understanding very stable. Right? Then people is just the way they are, the world is the way. All this understanding is still the contemplative wisdom. Understanding, stability. Then it can respond. Means spontaneously the yoniso manasikara will surface. Then it will not draw you to allow the mind, the mundane mind, to stir or to react. Because the stability of mindfulness is a type of samadhi. Can allow you to see things as they are. And it is collected and unwavering. And because it's collected and unwavering, it does not stir, it does not react. Small, small things cannot happen really. Then when all this stabilizes, you will come to know there is more and more space between thought. The awareness become more and more, more and more, more and more. Thinking become less. Because at the moment of sense experience, you don't react, you don't stir already. The mind has become quiet. Understand? That's how you transform. Then after that, sati stabilize. Daily mindfulness stabilize. Then you come to a stage where you realize your mind has entered sati. Everything you do is in sati. Then most of the time you are quiet, aware, peaceful. No more like before. Think a lot, worry a lot, panic. No more. So these are the phases, stages of cultivation that cultivator will go through. Because of your condition, that's why my nature today share all this. Otherwise, it's not going to come out. Because for them, Alicia, they are pushing, they are different. Their progress is way beyond all this. All this they can understand already. But for you all, the new people, you need to understand all this. Even my daughter need to go through all this. Then stabilize that city. Because if I don't explain all this, you all may not have the understanding that why I keep on saying, like what the Buddha said, heedfulness is very important. The awareness, nature, the stability of it is very important. Well, without that, you cannot do the third turning. And you cannot be sensitive enough to see the subtle in mental intention behind everything you do. Your like subtle stirring of my reaction inside, from inside on. you cannot see. Because this movement are very fine. By the time it like become gross, it's already no point already. Because it's not mindfulness. It's a thought. Ayo, I still can get angry. Means after the anger come out, your thought recollect that you have anger. Means you are not at the moment. At the moment before it stir, initially it's like the habitual tendency. I used to explain to Alicia in the earlier. The habitual tendency not so fast to root out. Initially they will come. It's a habit as well. It will stir. But the moment it stir, the unisoul manasikara surface. Then it stop. I also do song about those things. So these are the phases that cultivate all the way it will go through. Okay? Sadhu to you. So now at least the cultivation become clearer. The whole thing become clearer.
Sadhu. Explain to LC the small suddenly that strike my mind is like 无念是真心嘛,
huh? Yeah, 对, 无念是真心, the understanding 你还有你, become very, yeah, very deep one.
So 你还有讲的就是, 很难跳过去那一关, 就让我想起以前我 cultivate 在那一段时间的时候, 我也 struggle
很久,
因为我们都不明白当下 那个 mind 的 function，
对，因为我们一直在那个里面想着怎么样去
progress， 怎么样去 stabilize， 但是我们忘记了一点是，它要 go beyond mind
的，对，所以刚才你一讲，我讲呀，当下我们因为这一个我们还不知道，还不真的了解，因为这个是要
go beyond mind，
yeah, yeah,
所以我们在 trap 在那边。 You know, 不能再往前走。
对。
但是你如果把这个都放下，所谓的放，就是说 你 relax into it，
啊，对，
然后你的 mind 就 suddenly just it transform， 你就过了，
平静下来就过了。
然后你就可以看到很多很多的， you know， 的所谓的你当你一静下来的时候， 你就可以 observe 到很多的东西， 所以那个所谓的 insight 就从那边得到那个，对，所以哇，我想到这一个，当下我也是在那边看着。
That's why after that you can understand why 博言长老 also say, because I explained to Miss Leonie here, because she asked me why his teacher say this, 无念是真心, without thought that is your true mind. So you can understand where you've gone through that stability, the understanding. Then, 起心是动念. So 起心即无明. Otherwise, you don't arise a thought. Because the first two links, avijja paccaya sankara, is 起心. Sankara is the 念头, means the thinking. So this stirring of the mind, which is 起心, is the result of avijja. Ignorant. 无明, you try to know, you try to understand. Then you think. That's why avijja paccaya sankara. So straight away you know the link. Then why you think? Because you don't have the wisdom, the initial wisdom. The yonisoul manasikara cannot prompt you. They don't have the understanding and stability to actually spontaneously arise to prompt you, to let you understand. So initially is to stop your habitual tendency from continuing. Yeah. Then after a long time, stability or understanding, and then you realize cannot move already. So the habitual tendency also cease no more. Then you realize you don't have to do anything. You are different already. You cannot be like last time. You cannot go back to the old way already. Panic, excited, worry, cannot already. It just stay. Then it observe. It just understand. Then it will know how to act. We are the Dhamma way. Know what it for power, the understanding. Then it understand the condition arising state, yin and fa. Then it know what law of karma is. It know its duty and all those things. That's why all this, the Dhamma will fall into place. Then the other thing that you brought up just now is very good. Through all this understanding of the mind, yeah, and the dwelling, then your cultivation become different. Like what you correctly pointed out. The mind must cease for us to go beyond thought. Understand? Beyond mind. So, qi xing means the arising of mind is due to avijja. So, avijja must cease for this not to arise. Which means you must have wisdom. And what is wisdom? Yoni sopanasikara, the fourth step. That is the wisdom you need. Otherwise, you will stir, you will move. So that cultivation, that's why now, after you have gone through, after I explain, it become more clear to you, then you can relate. Why people cannot clear? Because this is very good. Because for you, you go through that phase, so now you know why. Most people cannot clear that is because their faith is not strong enough. Then, they don't know that the mind must cease. That's why you understand that you just relax into it. Then it doesn't happen. That is the third way. Relax into it and be with it. You can do it because your awareness nature is there. Stabilize it. That's what you all can do. Poaching, they all can do. Even Ingbi, they all can do. Those who cultivate one, they can do. That's why all this, you all listen, you all will understand. But they haven't developed the stability or awareness. They like have a bit of knowledge but don't know what this thing is. So cultivation is like that. You need to go through. You need to develop the understanding. And then all this will become clear. Okay? Yeah, very good. We all should rejoice. Today's sharing is very good.
还有，我们在日常生活里面。 I mean, for 我的 way of contemplation 就是，当我 aware 到我所讲的那句话，好像有一点点的 you know 不够 refine这样子，不够
refine，对，所以我就会回去回想刚才那一句话为什么会这样出来，而且为什么对方讲的时候你会这样子
react，然后从中得到那个 understanding。
那个就是 the four right effort 啊，第三跟第四 the third and fourth right effort. The third one is whatever wholesome thought or right thought, right speech, right action and right livelihood that are still not in you, you develop it. Then after that, refine upon it is the fourth right effort. So you are doing that. That is cultivating noble eightfold path. All the path factor one by one. First, contemplate on right view. What are the three right views? Spiritual law, I will say. Then the scientific law. Huh? The five panchaniyama. Contemplate, reflect, understand it. Then relate to the essential dhamma that the Buddha taught. Law of karma, the five daily contemplation. Yeah. Then the precept, everything. That's why you will understand the teaching one automatically. Like the mind map, the sui map. All this, automatically it will connect up. I don't have to remember. It's because the Dhamma is all connected. So Ta, very amazing, very beautiful. It just unfolds by itself. Then everything just happens. So this is the most beautiful sadhu.
Yeah, sadhu, actually真的这个佛法。你当你真正明白，它就是从那个nature怎么样出来，你让它 很自在的 manifest 哦，你所得到的那个所就不是说得到，就是你可以 observe 到的，是完完全全是不是你所 perceive
或者对对对 you can never anticipate or perceive it one. Yeah, the thing just happened. It's from that nature beyond thought beyond mind. 你没有到那个境界做不到 you cannot do it because the stability of mindfulness is needed for that phase to move, to go beyond step four. Yeah. Then I realized after that only sati sambhajana can stabilize. Yeah. Otherwise, not easy.
Yeah, stabilize.
Yeah.
如果你慢慢走向这个path，你会很 比方讲，你会活得很自在很，
对对对，
就是你的头脑里面没有一大堆东西一直在，
没有那个 burden
的
那个 rubbish 那些，
而且
red light,
我觉得这几天我放下的东西好像是很轻的，
对对对对，
这样 you know like 跟那个东西一起这样子，
对对对
like you know
even so, 你这个 recent trip 啊 to Bangkok the business trip 啊 even 这么多东西啊。那它不会怎样影响到你的，你很容易就能够了解啊 ，then 能够 let things be 啊 ，then everything will fall into place 啊，then 你就会怎样去处理咯，means resolve it, whatever arise, resolve it. The moment is resolved, finish, no more. After all, not so real.因缘法嘛，
对，就好像
一切有为法嘛，如梦幻泡影啊。So no reality, right? He know you, he know me. That's why no mark. Then that day, the question you ask, but actually I already shared before. But the one that you ask one, the three line, 无念为宗，无相为体啊。Then 无助为本、then there's a book for it、from the sixth patriarch sutta、so 六祖坛经、so they had the three stanza、the three hallmark of winning they expanded it to make it easy to translate to people or to explain to people this is the Mahayana way but for us normally if you are cultivated all the way by nature I don't do it this way well these are like skillful means to help people to understand better but to me it is not the penetrative deep understanding the deep understanding no need all this one so the first one is no thought 无念The first hallmark, 无念 You have to understand what is 无念 So 无念 means no thought. No thought is our true mind. 无念是真心 Without thought, you already aware that nature, true mind, shine forth. That is your silent mind. That is your meditative mind. That is your inner awareness nature. So stabilize that. And from there,you can develop the awareness nature within. That's why this is the beginning of real meditation. Because without this state of mind, which is without thought, you cannot be mindful. Then you cannot stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then you cannot make use of it to be heedful. Means to meditate, to constantly meditate.Means cultivate noble eightfold path, develop the wisdom, the insight, the awakening, the understanding, including cultivating the four foundations of mindfulness. All those essential dhamma that the Buddha taught. But here they say, 无念为宗. 宗 is, I think, is like your sect, 什么宗教什么whatever the Mandarin word means is a important aspect of cultivation. So here, what they try to interpret is because I go and check up this in the what they call Six Patriarch Platform Sutta of Xuanhua, the commentary. This one I have.Thought before actually chapter 4 samadhi and difference between samadhi and wisdom actually samadhi and wisdom go hand in hand the one inside Xuanhua the explanation is quite good but when it comes to this one because they try to use this wu nian wei zhong to express it to explain it theyexplain it slightly different. They just say, without thought, is a state where you can develop in your cultivation so that you can be without thought in the midst of thought. Understand not? You understand not? Means the heedless, they think a lot. They use a lot of thought. You can be in the state of without thought while the world is full of thought. Understand not? So the other way to understand it is, I used to share with you all, well, last time I also heard from this Theravadamang, what is Achan Jagaro. He's also not bad. He's also very good. He said, can you be in the state of silent? He used the word silent, without thought, in the midst of sound. Means when you are in society, very noisy, can you be in the state of silent, without thought? Yeah. Then the second part is, can you be in the state of stillness in the midst of activity? When activity is going on, means you go about living your life or something, can you be in the state of stillness? Means specific phenomenal awareness. Yeah. So this union is the state of no thought, means you are in a mindfulness state, specific phenomenal awareness or spacious awareness without a center. So that is what they try to explain. But they just explain it using one sentence. You must be able to be in a state of no thought while living life in the midst of thought. The Mandarin word is better. I cannot remember the Mandarin word. But the English translation is actually basically what I try to explain to you. Oh, 10:30 already. Okay. Then the other one is, Wu Xiang Wei Ti. So this one is like, they use another word. This one, Ti is what idea? Something solid like that, isn't it? That day the English word, okay, substance. Shen Hua used the word Wu Xiang Wei Ti, means no mark, as its substance. Means no mark as its substance, the English translation. So here, Xiang means mark. No mark of a self cultivating, that one more important. No mark of no mark of others, then no mark of life, nature, even within the condition world, whatever activity or what, all these are without mark. So what they interpret here is they use this substance as you must be able to live life in the midst of all mark. And yet, you are without mark. Understand? Means that wisdom, the understanding is that you are without mark, but you can live in the world of mark. Understand? Within the conditional. Yeah. So that is how they explain this. But the real meaning is no mark of a self, no mark of others, and no mark of life, existence, and Dhamma. That one is very profound. What he's telling you is you can live in a state of without mark in the midst of mark. Doesn't explain anything, isn't it? Oh, without mark. No mark. In the midst of mark. They don't know what that mark is. But the original explanation, Wu Xiang, the real cultivator, no need to wait here and all those things. Because that one is for worldly explanation. And that one doesn't establish the full meaning. Then the other one is Wu Zhu Wei Ben. So he said, this non-dwelling is the basic nature of humanity. In fact, it's not the basic nature, it's humanity's true nature. Wuzhu. But the true nature doesn't dwell, understand? Or not? Yeah. So what they try to explain is just like the three universal characteristics, I think the Mandarin also same. He said contemplate anicchang as the know what, they relate to the body and all those things. So all this, hopefully, yeah, because Alicia actually he more familiar with Mandarin, she Mandarin educated. When she read Mandarin, the meaning actually stand out very clearly. So for her, she developed the understanding and she really like have a lot of joy, a lot of faith. That's why she want me to explain deeper and further because she know my nature can do that. So that's why she sent it to me. Then I said, no problem. But today we don't have much time. So at least I finish it. Huh? Sadhu. Huh? Sadhu. So, okay. With that, we better end. Huh? Thank you. Thank you. Huh? So let us rejoice with the good condition from the sharing of Elsie and also Alicia. Huh? Sadhu. 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 So now we will share all this merits with all the beings. Huh? Starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkantu loka sasana itta vata amehi punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya Menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Devo asatukalena sasa sampati hetu ca Vito bhavatu loko ca Raja bhavatu dhammiko imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the worthy ones. Then we end the whole Zoom session, sadhu. Okay.